It's about time someone new picked me. It's been a while since I've seen a fresh face with such needy eyes. I must know, how did you figure out how to summon me? I was cursed with an obscure method in order to deprive me even more of what I want. Ooh, can I read the book? There's notes beside me. It says, no hand-holding, kissing, or head pats? That's... who gave you this? Why would they write something like this? It's all I ever go on about. I'm not sure what to say. Well, why don't I focus on the contract? You summoned me, so it's up to you to dictate what we do. That's right. You get to be in charge. Command me about. I'm more than happy to do your bidding. Emmy? What do I want? I'm sorry. Do you understand what kind of contract you've accepted by summoning me? The whole point of my kind is to please you. Nothing would bring me more satisfaction than filling out your requests. That's why you went through all this effort, right? I can even see the candles lit behind you. How you managed to harvest nightshade without succumbing to its effects? That's dedication. You're seriously doing this right now? Okay. Well, what I want, sir, is to cuddle on the bed. Then we can take it from there, okay? Can I be the little spoon? I want to rest my head on your chest. I think I can sense your heart rate. Don't be stressed around me, okay? I'm the one who de-stresses you. What I like is being affectionate towards each other. Like, well, hand-holding. I really like the trust and symbolism that goes behind it. You might not see it the way I do, but interlocking fingers is really intimate. Wouldn't you agree? Having your hand claimed by another, locked together to show how you want and need each other in that moment. The heat radiating from the palm of your hand onto mine. Sorry, I'm getting carried away. You did ask what I like, and well, it's things like that. What about you? I'm supposed to be asking and doing what you want. However, I guess if you want to know more about me, that's not against the rules. Have you ever been in a position to show affection to someone like this before? I was. Before this happened to me, I had a boyfriend. But I was too shy to go any further with him. I so badly wanted to kiss him on the lips, feel his warm touch all over me, but I passed away. I got unlucky. However, I got a second chance. I took it without hesitation, but it was a cruel trap. It's funny how it works out like that. A shadow appeared before me. It was a woman. She had curves, long hair. A very motherly presence came from her. I couldn't see her face properly. She said I could have all the time in the world showing my affection, and I quote, to him, thinking it was my boyfriend, but it was not. Him refers now to any male that summons me. Once I accepted, these chains appeared around my neck and wrists. They look pretty sly, so you wouldn't suspect it. I am indebted. Sorry, I'm a bit of a buzzkill. Basically, when you summon me, I must refill out anything that's crusted of me within reason. I do have discretion, which I am grateful for upon reflection. You'd be surprised what some degenerates would ask from me. You don't really give me a bad impression. Maybe you're good at just hiding it all. Another question? Do you really want to spend your entire time with me interviewing me? I'm not complaining, it's just this is so far from my usual clients. It has been a while since I've been out of the realm, so honestly, I don't mind. Time passes slowly when there's not much to entertain you. That's why I'm not exactly reluctant to interact with someone. So, yeah, hand-holding, head-pats, and kissing makes me feel good. Not the lewd kind of kissing, the nice, pleasant kind. Like a peck, I think it's called. You want to show me affection? I'm not sure how to respond. Of course, if that's okay with you, I'd really like that. Maybe we could try holding hands first. You can put yours over mine. Yours are big enough to cover over mine. Isn't that cute? It's as warm as I imagined. How does it make you feel? Sometimes I get a little choked up in my throat from excitement. I know it's silly to say, but I feel like I can tell you about it. Like I have a lot of excitement bottled up inside me from what's happening. It's nice for you too. I can sense your heart rate. When you're turned into a succubus, your senses are heightened. I'm sure you can imagine the main reason why, but it helps me monitor your response to ensure I'm on the right track when engaging in vigorous activities. You don't have to be nervous around me. We can't harm you. Not unless you ask for it. If anything, I'm actually the nervous one. I'm so used to the guy just coming onto me and going for it. I just don't know what to expect from you. Next you'll tell me you want to give me head pats. I didn't mean it literally, but now that you're doing it, can you keep going? That's actually super soothing. You're kind of like my pseudo-boyfriend right now. What did you think was gonna happen coming into this? That I would be so depraved you couldn't get a word in? I'd be all over you, maybe. You know, now that you have everything you need, you can actually summon me anytime. It doesn't bother me. Being in the presence of such a friendly person is really refreshing. You seem quite caring, just never really had the opportunity to prove it to another. If you keep this up, I might even fall asleep with you like this. Would that be so bad? It is pretty late summoning me at a time like this, but I can never ignore the calling. Are you comfy sitting like this with me? I just hope I'm not too heavy on your chest. If your hand is getting tired giving me little head pats, I don't mind if you want to stop. We can just talk away to each other, although you are quite quiet. Maybe you didn't realize all this stuff was real, or did you have an indication it is? I'm not even sure what to properly call myself except succubus. Monster girl, maybe? But not in a bad way. Like, oh, she's a monster girl. Just, I'm not human anymore. I had to let go of my boyfriend because of this. So, I suppose I'm still hurting about it. I got my wish to live a little bit longer, though. I'm not sure when my Chris is up. There's only so much research I've been able to do when the clients fall asleep afterwards. You know, like when I'm not directly being used, shall we say. There's only so long until I have to return back to our realm and await the next summon. I thought maybe if someone were to burn the book, it means I would perish along with it. That is not how it works, though. The shadows, they have their ways, their tricks. If the book was to be lost to fire, its ashes would spread and it would spawn somewhere else. If it was lost to drowning, it would be found through fishing or diving. Or if it was lost to time itself, someone would eventually come across it. It might sound a bit crazy and unrealistic, but that's simply how it is. There are many strings in this world waiting to be pulled by fate itself, and oh, how she plays with us all. Don't think you're immune to it. I think her favorite thing is poetic justice, or maybe irony. I still can't quite figure it out yet. Randomly, you might get a lucky break. Life seems easy and breathable, and then something happens beyond your control and seems so cruel it can almost be funny. You don't laugh, though. She does. She always gets the last laugh. I'm just another example of it. A girl who only wanted to show affection to one man, who now spends her days affectionating many. I guess I technically got my wish, right? So I guess it was deserved. I was a bit of a headache growing up and caused some real pain and issue for others. I think this is my doing. It's my fault. But it's okay. I can confess my sins when I know many others can't. There's only so long you can keep feeling sorry for yourself before you gotta build a bridge and get over it. Don't you agree? What about you? Feel like calling me father and wanting to confess your sins? The sin of summoning a succubus. Okay, I walked into that one, I admit it. I don't mean to be direct, but is there anything I need to do in order to fulfill my duties? A kiss? I could do that. Yes, let me, face you. I seem so short in comparison to you. Look how much further your legs go past mine. Are you ready? How was that? I might not be the best at it. If you would like more, all you have to do is ask. In that case, coming right up. important